Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Inn's Sunday Soul Connection. A time where we come together across the airwaves, joining hearts and minds, connecting with one another on a deeper level. As always, we like to set the intention of our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Let our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Let our lives go together. Stay in tune with the thought of you.
I invite you for the next 45 minutes or so to just let it be. Do not be concerned about the Sunday lunch or the week ahead. I invite you to just be present in this moment. For only in each and every present moment can we consciously be aware of our connection with the source of our being, the Spirit of God within us. And it's in that conscious awareness can we come, act, express from a place of connectedness and wholeness. So when I invite you to be conscious for the next 45 minutes or so, the invitation is for you to be truly connected to the source of your life, God, known by many names, the Divine Beloved, the Transcendent, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha. I read something the other week, and the author said that they refer to God as the Big Sweetie. It made me chuckle, because indeed God is a Big Sweetie. And so, my beloveds, my theme today is entitled, Better an Oops Than a What If. You see, I recognized, when I share the story with you later, which is the inspiration for today, that too often we'd rather stay safe than to risk. We'd rather stay doing the same old, rather than risk doing something new. Many of us will take the same route, myself included, because that's the route I know how to get from A to B. And occasionally, if the traffic is heavy, I might take a chance and follow someone who I think might know where they're going. Sometimes I win, and sometimes they park up in their front drive. But the point is, unless we risk, better an oops than a what if, unless we take that chance sometimes to go off in a new direction, to try things in a new way, something even as simple as brushing our teeth, if we brush it with our right hand, to brush it with our left hand, to do something, experience something in a new way. It may work, it may not, but better an oops than a what if. So my sacred text that I'm going to share with you this morning is with and about the story of Jacob. Let me share the text first and then I'll go into it more. Taken from Genesis 32, where Jacob wrestles with God. And it says, during the night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two servant wives, and his 11 sons and crossed the Jabbok River with them. After taking them to the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob alone in the camp. And a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. When the man saw that he could not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. Then the man said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. He replied, "Jacob." "Your name will no longer be Jacob," the man told him. "From now on you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won." "Please tell me your name," Jacob said. "Why do you want to know my name?" the man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there. Jacob named the place Peniel, which means face of God, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been spared." The sun was rising as Jacob left Peniel, and he was limping because of the injury to his hip. Now, if you remember the story of Jacob, Jacob had a brother, a twin, Esau, who he robbed of his birthright. He deceived his father, Isaac, and got his blessing from his father as he was blind. He then had to escape and run off and went and labored and met his wife, and there his father-in-law took advantage of him. And finally he managed to escape from his father-in-law after another 14 years. He decided he wanted to come back and make amends to his brother, but he was scared. After he had robbed his brother of his birthright, his brother wanted to kill him. And yet, better an oops than a what if. Better to take the chance of reconciling with his brother than to go through life wondering what if. So he sent his wives, his servants, his children all across before him and stayed on his own. And I recognize that sometimes when we are going to make the change, when we are going to do the challenge for ourselves, we have to do it on our own. There is no family or friends that can do it for us. And sometimes our journey is a very solitary one. So there in the middle of the night, a man comes to him and he's wrestling with this man. And he's wrestling not just for a few minutes or a few hours, but throughout the night. And there are going to be times when we are having to wrestle with our choices. And it's not always that the decisions we make come easy to us. We may be wrestling with them for a long time. And in the end, it says that the man who Jacob was wrestling with could not get the better of him. And that for me is like our egoic nature. When it's wrestling with our spiritual nature, when it's wrestling with our higher self, it cannot get the better of us. And Jacob said, "I'm not letting you go until you give me a blessing." And the man said, "What is your name?" "Jacob." "Well, now I'm going to change and it's going to be Israel, because you wrestled with me." But the thing is, what I loved about that line is that in the wrestling, in the fighting and turmoil, there is a blessing. Things that we think are going to be the worst thing for us usually contain the blessing for us. The things that challenge us the most usually contain the blessing that we are looking for. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. And Jacob says, "I'm going to name this place Peniel because I have seen the face of God." I believe that when we wrestle with the things that seemed impossible to us, when we wrestle with the things that make us think that we can't achieve or we can't do or we can't be, through the wrestling, through the fighting and the turmoil, We come through the challenge, a changed person. We come into the awareness of our true self, and we are changed. And whether we recognize it or not, and we don't necessarily have to change our names to recognize that we have been changed. We have been. Take it from me. Better an oops than a what if. When I began my degree, I was assailed with many thoughts of doubt that I could or would be able to complete it. I barely got a few O levels and a couple of CSEs, and that was 40 years ago. So to go from that to now doing a doctorate seemed like it would be impossible. But better a oops than a what if. Better I try and fail than not try at all. I love the old quote that says ships are safe in harbor, but that's not why ships were built. We are meant to sail the seas of uncertainty. We are meant to cross the oceans of the unknown. We are meant to risk things that take us out of our comfort zone and allow us to challenge ourselves and grow. There are always going to be opportunities and situations where we have to wrestle. Wrestle until we get the good that we want. Wrestle until we get the blessing we are looking for. Wrestle until we truly allow our authentic selves to shine. What it doesn't say in the story, as I finished it short, was that he crossed over, full of trepidation and fear. And as he went towards his brother Esau, Esau came running towards him and threw his arms around him. Better an oops than a what if. You see, he could have stayed safely with his father-in-law working and tilling the land, but never knew that his brother had already forgiven him, that his brother was already waiting to accept him and greet him with open arms. Better an oops than a what if. And it doesn't matter where you are and how old you think you are and that life has perhaps passed you by. No. It's never too late. I'm 61 and I started my degree. It's never too late. Better an oops than a what if. We are in fact in eternity. So don't put off and postpone what it is you think you want to do. You should do and have been longing to do because of age, because of education, because of sexual orientation, because of anything you care to throw up as a reason for not doing it. Our poetry fiction today comes from Love Poems from God. Oh, and I believe this is Hafiz. Yes, my beloved Hafiz, who said, oh, the poem is entitled, How Did the Rose? How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all of its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. To blossom and bloom, to be able to stretch forth, allow the light of your being to warm you, to fill you, to move you beyond the fears and the lack and the trepidations and the worries and the concerns, so that you can move from a oops to a better than a oops than a what if. You see, the rose could have stayed tightly in the bud, but it wouldn't be able to release its fragrance and its beauty. Just as if we stayed small and shut down and tight, we too won't release our beauty. My science of mind reading today is entitled Attitude. Our first reading comes from Sri Gayana Mata, who says, to improve the circumstances of your life, to raise yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually, change your attitude. Meet trials with courage, determination, and fortitude. Ernest Holmes from This Thing Called You, page 21, says, Jesus' words are statements of the great laws of cause and effect, laws that produce justice without judgment. The inevitable results of laws that work with mathematical certainty. The author writes, Have you ever heard the saying that attitude is everything? It might not be everything, but it sure is a lot of what goes into success in life. It harkens back to my childhood and the little story of the little engine that could, whose mantra in the book was, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Do you think you can? Do whatever it is you've been saying you want to do. Another childhood book, character Eeyore of Winnie the Pooh books, doesn't think much about his life or see a future that doesn't include great failures and disappointments. There's a fine line between counting the costs of projects and desires and figuring out all the ways we can fail. The former gives us perspective to move forward. The latter pretty much requires the conclusion that we shouldn't even bother starting. What attitude will you choose to proceed in regards to your desire? More immediately at hand, what is your attitude right now? Is it serving you toward a life of success? No one has control of our attitude except us. We get to choose how we will react to any situation. You see, it is our attitude that allows us to move for the better a whoops than a what if. It allows us to move beyond the fear and the worry that it might not work. Someone once said, risking is better than regretting. Better to try something and have it not succeed than not try it at all. I'm always inspired by Edison, great inventor. His success didn't happen overnight. He tried thousands of times to find the way to create the light bulb. And every time he failed, he just simply chalked it up to, well, that's another way it doesn't work. He never said, oops. He simply just moved on. So the story that inspired me today was something that I came across on Facebook. It said, the eagle has the longest lifespan of its species. It can live up to 70 years. But to reach this age, the eagle must make a very difficult decision. In its 40th year, the eagle's long and flexible talons can no longer grab prey which serves as food. Its long and sharp beak becomes bent. Its aged and heavy wings due to their thick feathers stick to its chest and make it difficult to fly. Then the eagle is left with only two options, die or to go through a painful process of change. This process lasts for 150 days, 5 months. The process requires the eagle to fly to a mountaintop and sit on its nest. There the eagle knocks its beak against the rock until it plucks it out. Then the eagle has to wait for a new beak to grow back, after which it will pluck out its talons. When its talons grow back, the eagle starts plucking its old aged feathers. And after this, the eagle takes its famous flight of rebirth and lives for 30 more years. In order to survive we too have to start the change process. If an eagle can make a life-saving and life-changing decision at the age of 40, why can't we? You see, what inspired me about that story? It's the courage that it took for the eagle to make that decision, to painfully go through a process that wasn't happening overnight. It wasn't happening over a week or a few weeks. It was going to take 5 months, to which it had to wrestle and struggle in order to knock off its old beak, in order to take off its talons, in order to pluck out its feathers, so that it could be reborn again and have new life. You see, if we're going to have better and ups than a what if, we have to be prepared to wrestle and take chances and tear off the old and ready to beat down the old into rebirthing into the new. Better and ups than a what if requires that we have to step out of our comfort zone and come to the edge. Better and ups than a what if means we have to leave the safety of the shore and challenge ourselves to sail across the waters to new ideas and new lands and new ways of being. Better an oops than a what if is saying, don't procrastinate any longer. Stop putting off thinking you have all the time in the world, because you don't. And there's nothing worse, I believe, than coming to the end of your life and thinking, if only I coulda, shoulda, woulda. Better an oops than a what if means don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid if you don't get it right. Don't be afraid if it doesn't happen overnight. So, my beloved, I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and go within. Drop down into your heart space and bring your attention to your breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. You can go for days and weeks without food or water, but you can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it's the prana, it's the life force, it's the energy that keeps us. And as you bring your attention to your breath, always at this time I like to remind you of the words of Job, who says, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe out, my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Breath as I breathe out, deeper, slower, deeper, deeper, slow, Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale, this is my breath as I risk. Courage. To include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. God, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere, is everywhere present. There is nowhere where God is not. We are living, moving, and having our being in the field that is spirit. divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, releasing and relinquishing any fears, trepidations, worries and concerns that hold us back and hold us down from living, from being, from expressing our most authentic self and our most authentic nature. Let us set aside all the things that we have felt that we were unable to do or have held us back, and live fearlessly so that we embrace truly better an oops than a what if. For truly in the unknown, in the uncertainty, are our blessings. May we be fearless in wrestling with them, so that we may be blessed at the end. Strengthen us in our resolve to do better, to be better, to express more love and all the things that we keep thinking we need to, but yet fail to do. At this time, we hold in our hearts all those across this beautiful globe that are in need, that are suffering, that are in distress. Truly, we are one kind, we are humankind, but yet in our individual selfish ways, we sometimes forget that. So we remember we are our brother's keeper. And that your spirit is in everything and everyone. That we are to look beyond the outer appearances that show up as a color or a race or a creed or a religion and see your spirit there. Let us do our part to bring in peace on earth. First by beginning with ourselves and then extending it onwards. May we remember that this planet, we are only caretaking, and stop polluting its waters, its air, its earth. May we honor all sentient beings upon it, for they have a right and they are entitled to be here, just as we are. For those that are in need of healing, those that are mourning a loss of a loved one, only you can comfort, only you can heal. So in this time, in this moment, we surrender everything and everyone to you, knowing you know what to do and how to do it, for your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercy. We are ever grateful. So it is. Amen. I invite you to take a deep breath in as we do our movement breath. First, stretch your hands out towards the sky and say aloud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands at your wrists, arms down over your heart. And say, I am one with love and all that love is. If you are able, bring your hands together, fingers and palms touching. And bring them in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. If you repeat after me, I choose my attitude.
I choose my attitude.
I have a consciousness of joy.
I have a consciousness of joy.
And happiness.
And happiness.
I take back my power.
I take back my power.
And live a fulfilling life.
To live a fulfilling life.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful.
May all beings be free.
Now our prayer protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. My beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday Soul Connection, just to remind you, or not to remind you, to inform you, I'm away. There will be no 10 at 10 this week. And our next time we will get together will be on Sunday, the 22nd of October. So have a wonderful and a blessed time between now and then. My benediction that I'm closing with today comes from the Interfaith Prayers for Peace. Send your peace, O Lord, which is perfect and everlasting, that our souls may radiate peace, that we may think and act and speak harmoniously, that we may be contented and thankful for your bountiful gifts, that amidst our world of strife we may enjoy your bliss, that we may endure all, tolerate all, and in the thought of your grace and mercy, that our lives may become divine, a divine vision, and your light, and you light all darkness, may vanish. That we may, children on earth, may unite as one family. So my closing song comes from the wonderful duo called Seth and Nirvana. And in following in our theme, Better an Oops Than a What If, the song is entitled We Won't Back Down. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trust you to enjoy that as much as I did. Beth and Nirvana, we won't back down. Have a beautiful and wonderful time. And I look forward to seeing you back again on the 22nd of October.
Thank you.
Thank you.